lines have been placed on mute to prevent any background noise. After the speaker's remarks, there will be a question and answer session. If you would like to ask a question during this time, simply press star, then the number 1 on your telephone keypad. If you would like to withdraw your question, press the pound key. Thank you. Mr. Quarterman, you may begin your conference.
Thank you very much, Karen, and thank you to all of our journalists for joining us on today's media teleconference call to discuss the collective bargaining agreement for Major League Soccer and the Major League Soccer's Players Union. Today's call will be streamed live, at least the audio, at MLSnet.com for our journalists out there. As I mentioned earlier, and it was stated in your advisory, the featured speakers for today's call will be Don Garber, the Commissioner of Major League Soccer, Bob Foose, the Executive Director of the Major League Soccer's Players Union, and Mr. George Cohen, the Director of the Federal Mediation and Conciliation Service. Also, as I mentioned, we do have more than a dozen, I believe more than 20 players here from Major League Soccer as part of the process today. We're going to have some brief opening comments from Mr. Garber, Mr. Foose, and Mr. Cohen, and then we'll go to a Q&A session with Don Garber and Bob Foose for all of our journalists. Also, just a reminder for our journalists, if you would like to enter into that question and answer session, you'll need to hit star 1 on your phone, and feel free to do that right now. As I mentioned before, we do have a large contingent of journalists on the call, pushing 150 journalists for today's call. So we appreciate you for joining us. We are calling live from Washington, D.C. today, and I'm going to turn it over to Major League Soccer's Commissioner Don Garber. Don?
Thank you and welcome. Good afternoon or good morning for those of you in other parts of the country. This is a great way for Major League Soccer to start its 15th season. About 5 minutes ago, in a room here in Washington, D.C., at the Federal Mediation and Conciliation Service, we have signed a new 5-year collective bargaining agreement. That agreement was signed by myself and the MLSPU Executive Director, Bob Foose. This will be the second collective bargaining agreement in the history of Major League Soccer, and very positively, it's an agreement that will set the stage for a new relationship, and what we hope and expect will be a very productive relationship between Major League Soccer and its players. We've worked very hard together over the last number of months. It started about a year ago, together with our players, to try to find a way to reach an agreement that satisfies as many of their needs as possible, yet works within a framework for Major League Soccer's owners that makes sense. The players have been here in Washington, D.C., as many of you know. Most of them were here last night until the wee hours and many, many days leading up to this. 25 players flew in to D.C., and I have to say, in my experience in sports, I've never seen a group of players that have been more focused, more committed, more knowledgeable about the issues, and participated with a level of professionalism that really has reiterated our belief that we have the best players in professional sports. When we started this process, we did have a particular framework, but everything else was on the table, and our goal was to improve our relationship with the players and to address their deepest concerns, but to do it in an evolutionary way as opposed to a revolutionary way, and I believe, and I'll let Bob speak for himself on this, that we've been able to do that. This new agreement will provide our players with more money. It will improve their quality of life as Major League Soccer players. It will provide them with greater rights. It will provide them with more of an ability to move, if you will, in the event that their contracts are terminated or if an option is not exercised or if they're out of contract overall. I want to say a couple of things that I think will set the stage for what we hope will be a very different relationship. We will work very closely with the union, their executive committee, and their player committees overall to find a better process to be able to address issues that exist between us and our players. We'll try to find ways that we could make money together. We'll find ways that they can have a greater say in discipline. And very importantly, on the competitive side, we'll have a joint task force that will work together to try to find ways to better develop players in Major League Soccer. I want to thank Bob Foose, the MLSPU Executive Director, and their attorney, John Newman, and staff members, Eddie Pope. These guys were focused. They were prepared. They represented the interests of their players with incredible professionalism, and I want to applaud them for their work and thank them for their commitment to the process. I also want to thank MLS President Mark Abbott, the head of our player group, Todd Durbin. Again, these guys show the ability to be flexible, to work on proposals that would address the players' needs, but at the same time work within the framework that was established by our owners. I want to thank the MLS board for, again, their ongoing commitment and, again, their willingness to try to establish a different platform, a new era for the relationship that we have with our players. And I very much want to thank our fans. This was not a fun process. It wasn't an easy process. They showed tremendous patience. And like many people in the soccer world, they had all sorts of suggestions, some of them good. And we listened to them, and we appreciate the fact that they stood by both us and the union. About 2 months ago, George Cohn, who's the head of the Federal Mediation and Conciliation Service, reached out to the union and reached out to the league and asked if the United States government could provide some support. And George will be making some comments. George was here into the wee hours of the night many, many days this week, and is a guy that I don't believe we would have an agreement if he and his service and his staff didn't get involved. Today, as many people know, we're going to be opening up a new arena, the Red Bull Arena. We'll have a game being played against Santos from Brazil. That game will be sold out and will be the first exhibition kicking off our 15th season. It's time for all of us, our players, the union, MLS owners, MLS staff, to get focused on the task at hand, which is building the sport of soccer in North America. I'm very pleased that we'll be joined at the hip and working hard to do that together. Adam, throw it over to Bob.
Thanks, Don. I'm joined here today by the union's general counsel, John Newman, of the Sherman Dunn Law Firm, as well as Don mentioned, by Eddie Pope, our director of player relations, to each of whom I'd like to give my deepest thanks for his efforts during these negotiations over the last month. We're also very pleased to announce today that we've reached an agreement with the league on a new collective bargaining agreement that will allow the 2010 season to open as scheduled. It is a solid agreement that ensures that our fans will enjoy the start of this season and a great product on the field for years to come. Ultimately, this is all about the fans, and on behalf of the union and all of the players, I'd like to thank all the fans who stood by us through this process. As we've said all along, no one wanted a work stoppage that could have postponed opening day. But the players were unified in their commitment to making some fundamental changes to the CBA to bring players' rights in MLS more in line with leagues from around the world. Soccer is a global game, and we were adamant that these changes were necessary to make MLS as competitive as possible. So let me say that my hat is off to all the players in this league, led by our executive board and bargaining committee, who stuck together through this process. I think it is a testament to their character and their professionalism, as Don acknowledged, that we're sitting here this afternoon. Let me reiterate the point that from our perspective, these negotiations were always about player rights. While, of course, the players did want to see a reasonable increase in compensation, which thanks to the commitment of the owners, they will see, rights were our central theme all along. We have always respected the owners' investment in and commitment to this league, and their desire to move forward and grow it in a fiscally responsible manner. And I think this agreement accomplishes our joint goal of increasing player rights and compensation while still keeping a sharp eye on the bottom line. Without the deep commitment of the owners to do this, none of us would be sitting here today, and for that we are extremely grateful. Without getting into too much detail, this agreement will do the following for our players. A majority of players in MLS for the first time in history will have guaranteed contracts. A player's ability to move freely within the league will be greatly improved. Player compensation will be increased substantially, which is obviously significant, especially in these difficult economic times. And lastly, this agreement will create increased opportunities for the league and union to work together cooperatively as partners moving forward. Throughout this process, Don and Mark Abbott and Todd Durbin and the rest of their team were tireless in their pursuit of a fair and balanced agreement. So I want to express my deep thanks to all of them and everyone else on the league side who worked so hard to get this done. I'd also like to especially thank George Cohen and Scott Beckenbaugh from the Federal Mediation and Conciliation Service, who served as our mediators during the final days and hours of the discussions. As Don noted, on more than one occasion, they were here with us until the wee hours and beyond. Their participation was invaluable, and we're truly grateful. So thank you to George and Scott and everyone else here at the FMCS. This agreement is a true testament to the mediation process. Let me conclude by once again thanking the players who serve on our executive board, Jimmy Conrad, Landon Donovan, Chris Klein, and Pat Onstad, as well as our 42-player bargaining committee and all of the players in MLS. The leadership shown by these players during this process was nothing short of extraordinary. Our players were and remain completely unified in their desire to make MLS one of the top leagues in the world. We look forward to seeing that same commitment, desire, and drive on the field this season, starting tonight at the opening of an incredible new soccer-specific facility in Harrison, New Jersey. Thank you.
All right, Mr. Cohen.
Thank you. So perhaps to put this discussion in proper context, you might like to know that this is the 75th anniversary of the passage of the Wagner Act, which declared as the public policy of the United States the desire to foster and encourage the process and the procedure of collective bargaining. So I am especially pleased on this 75th anniversary to look at Don and Bob and say to the public, this has been a major victory for the process of collective bargaining. Now, obviously, it would not have been but for the dedication and devotion of all the people in this room and at this table. As a mediator, we look and ask ourselves, at least in my mind, three basic questions. One, do the parties who are in front of us have a genuine interest in achieving an agreement? Secondly, do the parties respect each other's self-interest in assessing and directing their attention at the various issues that separate them? And third, and perhaps most important, do the parties have a capacity to come up with creative ideas and initiatives designed to bridge the gaps that always exist between people and groups with strongly held competing views? On each of these three questions, I am delighted to say my answer was, after observing the people involved, with a resounding yes. And that resounding yes plays a large role in why we are able to be here today at this successful point. Now, I know the media and the public tends to have certain views about what the collective bargaining process is all about that is quite mystical and mysterious. It is far from a mystical or mysterious process. What actually happened in the 2 weeks of around-the-clock activity that I had the pleasure of participating in went something like this, almost as simple as this. For each issue that there was an outstanding dispute when these lovely people arrived in Washington, D.C., article by article, section by section, paragraph by paragraph, sentence by sentence, and on occasion, parenthetical by parenthetical, these people in an informal setting sat around a table and did what? They talked to each other. They communicated with each other. They shared their views about how these problems could possibly be resolved. And ultimately, because of that informality and respect that they had for each other, this solution emerged. As a footnote, I'd say the following. When you're in a situation as this and you have the involvement of the commissioner at a level that we had, Don being with us at every meeting, and his counterpart, Bob Foose, and John Newman being there at the same time, the ability to focus on those issues enabled this success to take place. I am also delighted about the fact that Don and Bob have publicly announced their commitment to improving and working on their relationship in the period of time before collective bargaining agreements expire. It does not take a brain surgeon to understand, if you allow your difficulties to fester and perpetuate themselves awaiting the next round of bargaining, each side is in trouble. And I'm delighted that steps are being taken here to avoid that. So my last observation is everyone else has been thanked in this room, to thank my colleague, Deputy Director Scott Beckenbauer, for his invaluable assistance, and my executive assistant, Bonnie Chernikoff, who served more meals than have ever been served in the history of the FMCS over the course of one mediation session. Thank you for your time and attention.
Thank you.